good evening. This is our weekly podcast, and I have a few things I'd like to talk about that are just emerging out of the COVID-19 returning and causing us to go through all kinds of reoccurring social distancing and masks and different kinds of fears that hold us with threats every day of how many people are now getting the virus. I would have to say, as a missionary, this has been a real journey for me. I'm a seven, and I've shared that before, but sevens are very enthusiastic up people that are very active, and I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful for all the things that I've been able to do. And today, as I was just going through screens of notes in preparation for teaching this week, I was amazed as I thought of all the places that I'd been and all the people that had taught me, all the amazing people I'd been connected with who had poured into my life so much information, who'd stimulated my thinking and passed on to me ideas that caused me to seek and trust God for more information and more understanding, that I might know him more and therefore make him known more. So it was a kind of a nostalgic feeling that kind of came over me. I was like, oh my, all these places I've been to, all these teachings, and the people, and the waves of remembering such dear friends, my friends in Brazil, my dear precious friends in different places in Brazil, and the most amazing times I've had with the people there. And then I'm thinking about Korea and the wonderful times I've had in Korea with the Korean people, thinking about Haiti, how I miss my Haitian friends and the times I've been with them, and all the places I've been. What a joy. The seven is known as the enthusiast. And the enthusiast, the word in means in, and thu is God. And so from Theo. And so the enthusiast is somebody who gets the enthusiasm and their joy when they're rightly connected to God and living in him. And so they're wonderful people to have around. Of course, they can be very annoying to some people because they're so full of energy and ideas and things to do, fun things and adventure. But for myself today, it was a realization of the goodness of God to me. The Enneagram journey is to actually, for the seven, is to actually stop and spend time in silence and stillness and solitude. Not that I haven't done that for many years. Over the years, is my way of connecting with the Lord. But the stop of the COVID-19 has closed me into my home, has cut me off. I don't fly anywhere. I don't go anywhere. I don't have any wonderful people to talk to and teach. My friends are all over the world, and I try and keep connected with them, but generally we can't be together. So I think about this, and I know that the Enneagram is about us having self-awareness, and it trains us in self-awareness, which, of course, today, as I was going through some of these things, I was very aware of my mood, and that I actually felt nostalgic, even verging on depression, my mood going down and feeling discouraged. And is this going to be like this forever? What is the rest of my life going to look like? And so I could have to absolutely say I was aware, self-awareness was really fully kicked in. But the truth of the matter is, I needed more than self-awareness. I needed self-knowledge. We can't have self-awareness without self-knowledge. We can't just know about something. We need to know why we're experiencing things. And then because we know why and we figure it out, we can make some choices. And so I was thinking about the why. Where had this feeling been in my life? And with a seven, they move away from anything that's painful or sad or fearful, from childhood hurts. And so my mind went back to that little girl in my home, the eldest of eight children, the extrovert. My younger sister is also an extrovert. And the rest of my family, truly melancholic introverts. And living at a distance, mostly we didn't live in, our neighborhoods were kind of at a distance from other people that we lived in. And so it was so stinking boring, I can't even tell you how I wished I had my friends around and I could get to my friends. I had to go 7 miles to get to school. I loved school. I loved the sport, I loved everything because I was with people. And so the memories of the boredom came back, and my aversity to boredom, how it started even in those early childhood years, and how I now need to accept and better process the good and the bad and the ugly of life, and that things aren't always up and things aren't always wonderful, and we can't always do what we want to do. And for a seven, that's the other thing. They don't like being told what to do and controlled by people or the government or anybody. It's something that's just an internal knee-jerk aversion. And so getting in touch with that, the knowledge of it all, but making the decisions that I'm going to be thankful in the midst of this, that enthusiasm is from God, and I'm not going to not have that because I'm in a very difficult situation at this present time. Another thing that happened to Roy and I is that we have been unable to take a vacation for some time for various reasons, and so we had made an effort to make a reservation in Mexico for a vacation, and guess what, it was supposed to be this weekend that we're going to go, and then COVID-19 came charging in the door and the borders were closed, and so we will not be going to Mexico. So that was like another disappointment. It seems like from day to day, moment to moment, there is just one disappointment after another. And so the whole living in the hopes of what's going to be happening and the fun things that are about to happen is another thing I've just had to let go. We can't plan. We can't have some kind of expectation of some hope being fulfilled, because with what's happening at this time, I don't know whether you're experiencing this yourself, but we just don't have hope. And so we don't have the ability to plan. We don't have control. Mostly the hope is diminished by the lack of being able to control and plan our lives. And so for a seven, that would be pretty much my life, where I'm going at this time and what's actually happening. And I know that there's very much growth that's taken place in my life over the years. I don't live in some kind of abandoned craziness. But I do spend, my growth place is moving to a five. And so fives, when they're growing and they're healthy, they're focused and profound, they have value and wisdom and discipline. And of course, one of the things is they become more accepting of life and even the sad parts of life. And so this Enneagram for me at this time is a real tool to let me see what is actually happening in my life. I need to live in this place of peace and joy in the presence of God in the times that are pretty much days in of silence and solitude and many times stillness. So that's my seven that's going through quite a journey. Some of you may not have the same journey. You might be able to function because I'm so highly energized through teaching and being with people, being in the classroom and making God known. That's been just like the end of the story for these months. And so it's very, very disheartening. I know for my wing, I have a wing that's an eight. And for my eight, top eight friends, you also have some challenges because you too are highly energized. In fact, you are the energetic people that walk into a room and energy comes into the room, and you begin to even change the atmosphere in the room with your presence as you come in. And so very, we need you very active. But when you go into stress, under stress, you become more secretive and fearful. And you become less in touch with your feelings, and you tend to withdraw from others. And you fear that others are going to turn on you and betray you. And so for my eight, type eight friends, my wing, I know that you too are highly energized and active, and many of you are in business and doing all kinds of incredible things, just as eights are created to do. And perhaps you've also been put on halt, or you held back, or you irritated by the fearfulness of people that are around you. And eights, one of the things is that they don't really connect with those that are perhaps more tender and struggle with the Enneagram, struggle with the experiences of what we're going through with COVID-19. And so for you to actually move towards your growth place, which is a two, the healthy side of two, and become more open-hearted. So as you're coming through this time and through the ways where you'd want to withdraw from others in the stress of the times that we live in, for you a good place, for me, like as I explained what a seven is supposed to do, for you eights is to become more open-hearted and caring. You know, our twos are very open-hearted and caring. This week we're going to be having a group of twos over and to see what twos are like. But they are the loving people in the body of Christ, very caring and kind and open to others. And the other thing is for an eight is to be vulnerable, to reveal when you're hearing of other people's struggles and feel perhaps a little bit short and irritated by the way they see life, is to yourself perhaps share something that you're going through and have empathy and compassion towards others. So for our eights, there are a few of you out there that I know. There are some things that you might be able to do just to push yourself from a place of passivity, not just self-awareness of where you're at, the frustrations you feel, but the knowledge of why you're feeling like that. Why are you doing that? What is it that's causing you to be like that? That I had to even recognize that this came out of my childhood and living in the family that I lived in, and that I don't have to live with those feelings, but I can choose my responses at this time, even as you are able to. And this week we also had a wonderful time with nines. We had a group of nines in our home. How wonderful it was to listen to them and get to know them better and understand them more. One of the things is they don't feel that their presence really matters. And so when at times are like this, they feel frail and anxious and worried. They can even become testy and defensive. Their minds are full of anxieties. And so when we see nines, can we understand them a little better? One of the things that came out of our discussion was that nines don't invite themselves to, if you're having a party or something, they're not the kind of person who says, can I come too? They don't invite themselves into conversations. They listen, but when you invite them and include them and say, well, what do you think? They love that, and that actually gives them permission to be present and to share the incredible truths that they have. So for the rest of us, I just want to, who are not nines, for us to be aware when we're with nines, type nines, to invite them into our conversations, to ask them questions, to include them in our activities, so that they may also feel encouraged. The nine needs to move to a type three so they can engage with stepping out of their sleepiness and become more self-developing and energetic, learn that the peace they seek comes from showing up, asserting themselves in life, and blessing others with their full presence. So to our nines out there in this time of this COVID time, step out. I know people need to reach out to you and include you, but you too need to step out and reach out to others and bless others with your full presence. We really, really need you. So if we had to go back and start with a one, they are at this time too under stress. What is it like for a one? How do they feel when it's pressuresome? They move to the unhealthy side of a type four. And what does that look like? They feel indignant that their expectations are not achieved by themselves and others. And they all turn their anger and their frustration inward. It becomes like resentment. They're so frustrated with inability to move forward and to do the things that they want to do. They become, with that internalized anger, you know, depression is oftentimes has within it the essence of anger. And when it's internalized, that is what actually takes us into the place of being depressed. And so if you're a one out there and you feeling angry, well, angry is frustration or anxiety or irritability. Those are all words we use, mad, that actually have roots in anger. So where do you need to go as a one? You need to move over to the healthy side of a type seven and become less critical and more self-accepting, not beating on yourself and not that voice that you hear within your head that is always critical telling you that you're not beating up, to let go of that and lay hold of what God says about you. Become more enthusiastic. Remember the seven? That's your place of growth. they're very enthusiastic and very optimistic. Move towards that place and act more spontaneously so that you can have some fun. I was just hearing the other day about how we have different ways of having fun. And I actually want to research that a little bit, because I think one of the things that we need is to be able to have fun, to able to play and enjoy our lives and not be consumed by the fears and the things that are going on around about us. So for my one friends, I want to encourage you in the place of where you're feeling depressed to recognize where that came from too. Not just be aware that you are irritated and upset, but to know yourself. What do you know? Where did that originate? And how do you move away from that? You no longer have to operate from that position. You can actually choose to move into the position of a seven. Our twos, they're the people that are full of love. They move towards type eight under stress, an unhealthy type eight. They become very needy and they become irritable, aggressive and dominating. They blame and make demands and become controlling of everyone and everything. They feel out of control, and so the only thing they can do is to start to impose themselves on other people. And it's, if you're not self-aware, you will not notice that you're actually doing this. And it's not just to be self-aware, but to have self-knowledge of, why am I doing this? Where did this all start? And the truth of the matter is, your growth point as a type two is to move to the top side, the healthy side of a four. They become more self-nurturing, more self and emotionally aware. They begin to admit and accept painful feelings, including anger, sadness, and loneliness. So if you're a two, would you recognize if some of the things you're feeling in the distancing from people, the lack of being able to connect with people, that the pain that you feel and the sadness that you feel and the aloneness that you feel, that you can actually move to the top side of four, and those things that are inside of you that you meet by meeting the needs of others, God actually wants to meet that in your life and lift you up and cause you to grow. So to the twos, in this time of pressure, in this time of stress, with everything going wrong and how you feel, think of an unhealthy eight. Eights are our strongest personalities, and you can actually can become quite domineering and kind of bossy and make demands when you are operating out of stress. But you want to become more nurturing and more self-aware and emotionally. So move to that place you can, as you recognize, where did this start? I don't have to continue in this, that this doesn't have to control my life, that I actually can move into who God has designed me to be. Our type threes would be in the next ones. They would move to the unhealthy side of a nine. Under pressure and in stress, they suddenly become disengaged and apathetic. Can you imagine? When you see a three that's disengaged and apathetic, they are not in a healthy place. They are under stress, and it's a time to step in and see, how can I be encouraging to this person? They will neglect themselves and numb out. Perhaps they'll sit in front of TV or watch a lot of video games and play video games or do excessive things. They're always excessive. What if they do, they move in some kind of excess. And so for our threes, moving to an unhealthy nine, you know, unhealthy nines, they're asleep. And so if you're a three and you're just paralyzed by the closing down of your life and the limitations that you feel put upon you, realize that you, where is this coming from? That self-awareness, you can recognize that sleepy nine inside of you and ask yourself, why? Where did this all begin? And to grow, you need to move to the healthy side of a six. You move to the top side. Become committed to others. Become aware of the feelings of others and reveal who they are behind the achieving masks. So if you will think of a six, now not the unhealthy side of a six, but the healthy side of a six, that they are amazing. Whenever there's problems or struggles or things are going awry, our sixes step up, because they've already made these plans before. If something went wrong, what are we going to do? They've already got the plans. So I want to encourage you as a three to recognize you've already got the plan. You've already know what to do. Step up and begin helping and activating others and encouraging others, and see how you can actually be an asset at this time when we all walking through difficult times. Some people of you're not in such a difficult place, and you're still able to continue doing what you were doing before. But others of you, your life has been cut short, and it feels like it's never going to get any better. So look for your healthy place to move to. Type fours, they move to an average or an unhealthy two under stress, and they become aloof and become over-involved and clingy. Twos, how they involved in people's lives to an extent that is over too much, clingy, can be actually irritating to others. They try to manipulate others into loving them. They believe they will replace their own emptiness and loneliness by connecting to people and becoming weak and attaching and needy. And so if you're in that place as a four, where you feel needy and feel like I'm lonely and I want other people to fill that emptiness, your growth place is a type one, the top side of a type one. And you want to move to that place. That's where your growth point is. You want to become the emotional turbulence. It needs to calm down and become objective and principled. And you need to be more disciplined and more grounded. So as a type four, you want to think, how do I get more disciplined? Again, I want to say to the seven, to the fours, you've been had some really painful situations in your life, in your early childhood, that have caused some of the feelings that you have about yourself and the way you view your life. And to realize, where is this coming from? And that I don't have to live out of that wounded place anymore. I can live out of the place that God has designed for me, and that is, as a healthy person, I move to the top side of a four, the healthy side of a one, sorry. And then our fives, I'm married to a five. He is so different than I am. And I'm here really wanting to go, and he's happy to sit doing nothing and be at peace, and it's a real safe place for him. So they become hyperactive though when they're under stress. They actually behave like an unhealthy seven. They take on new projects impulsively and become unfocused and distracted. I have to say that I've noticed that my husband has been in his growth place. He is really more grown and mature, and he is not doing that. He's at peace and at rest, and that's really what he would want. They would move to the top side of eight when they're healthy. So the five, if you're a five and you're struggling with behaving in a hyperactive way or taking on new projects impulsively, you want to become more confident, more self-confident and decisive. Get in touch and active with your body. Trust your instincts and become more self-assertive. So to the sevens, healthy, you want to move to the top side of eight. Not sevens, sorry, five. I'm confusing myself. Become more healthy, we move as a five to the top side of eight. And then lastly, our sixes, just to touch on them, when they're under stress, they move to the average or unhealthy place of a three. They become competitive and arrogant. They avoid feeling anxious by being busy, and they're reluctant to try anything new if failure is a possibility. That's a typical six. So many challenges they have with fear. And so when you see that increasing, it's really good, instead of being irritated with the six. Sometimes we can be frustrated and irritated by the negative conversation that comes from a six when they're under stress. But let's be more compassionate and empathetic to one another during these times. And the six needs to move to the healthy side of nine. They need to become more relaxed and optimistic. They need to empathize with others, and they need to take life less seriously and free up their energy. So to my sixes, you want to move to the top side of a nine. Relax, chill out. I have a friend who's a six, and she used to have a t-shirt that had it written across the front which said chill. And that's exactly what you need to do. You need to wear a t-shirt that says chill. Be more relaxed and remember the optimism. Move away from those negative, pessimistic thinkings that will take you down. take life less seriously, which I think for all of us at this time, we cannot be pondering the serious dark situations that are going on around about us. The political upheaval for some of us is so challenging, and we don't understand it. It doesn't even seem like it's got any intelligence in it. In fact, I just tell you this funny little story of friends of ours, missionaries in Haiti. Their little daughter, she was about 6 years old, and I was having dinner with them, and she said to me, "You said a bad word." I said, "I did? What was the bad word?" I couldn't think what was the bad word that I had said. And I'm like, what? And her dad had to whisper in my ear because it's such a bad word. She would get her mouth washed out with soap if she said this word. And the word happened to be stupid. And so I've learned, don't say stupid and don't say dumb when we look around us and we watch what's happening around us and we say, what is this? These people are so brainless, is my new word. It looks like there's no intelligence or anybody that's thinking about anything with any mind to understand and know what they really know. And so my new word is, don't be brainless. Be in touch. Be not just self-aware. Know yourself and move into the good things that God has for you. God bless you.